Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about a strategy you can use when you're facing disappointment. Don't get me wrong, disappointment always stings. But this is one exercise that can give you a lot more perspective about it. I recently heard a speech on this topic from novelist Camille Pagan. She was talking about her career, which, from the outside, appears to be charmed. She writes a novel a year, most recently one called I'm Fine and Neither Are You. Her novels are almost always at the top of Amazon's charts for women's contemporary fiction. She's been optioned by major film companies, definitely good stuff for a writer. So when she said in her speech that she wanted to talk about persistence, and then mentioned that her first novel, The Art of Forgetting, sold for six figures at auction, I wondered where she was going with this. This sounded more like a story of constant success, not persistence, and maybe not too helpful for the rest of us. But then, after telling us about the six-figure book deal, she shared this. That first novel, she said, sold a grand total of 103 copies. It turns out that what happened is that she released this novel with big hopes, but she knew little about promoting books, and various other things went wrong too. With the publisher investing so much money in this book and with so little to show for it, she was going to have a very hard time getting anyone in the publishing industry to take a chance on her again. She tried. She wrote a novel and then decided it wasn't any good. So she trashed it. She wrote another novel. It also wasn't going to work. Finally, many years after that first novel, she had an idea for a book that was called Life and Other Near-Death Experiences. Her agent sold it to a different publisher for a much, much smaller advance than that first book. But something clicked. It sold like crazy. Her new publisher wanted more work for her, and she is now a happily productive career novelist. I asked Camille how she'd been able to keep herself going through those years where she looked like she was going to be a one-hit wonder. She said that she wrote five-year plans and she had a very clear vision for her future. She always knew she was going to be a successful novelist. What was happening now was part of the story, but it was only part of the story. It wasn't the ending. It was just that low moment for the hero that any good novel has to have, because otherwise, the novel is boring. I love this idea of having such a clear picture of the story's later chapters that you can see that the current one is only a plot twist on the way there. Indeed, Camille and I later talked about how it might be helpful for other people to try doing this exercise by picturing themselves doing exactly what she was doing when I heard her. She was up on stage giving a speech about her life. She told the story of the setback, but it was just a part of the story that had a happy ending. So if you're facing some disappointment, either professionally or personally, try to picture yourself several years in the future. Picture yourself telling an audience your story. Explain how this low moment was part of the journey. Maybe you got laid off from your job. In your future story, you could explain that this stung, of course. But while you were looking for something else, you began consulting for a friend's small business on the side, and then, together, you were able to make it so big that you're now hiring tons of people, including some of your favorite colleagues from your old company. Or maybe you're going through a painful breakup, but you could picture yourself at your future wedding, telling the assembled guests about how, because things ended so suddenly, you were finally amenable when your aunt offered to set you up with one of the members of her running club. You had an open mind and good thing, because here the two of you are, exchanging your vows. I'm not saying any of this will come true, of course, but probably something good will happen in your future. By recasting this current moment as just a twist in a larger narrative, you can make yourself more resilient. you can open your mind to possibilities and open your heart to see what's next. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.